I mean, Touch Munnin, we've always treated them with a height of respect. Going back to my time playing, no matter how good your team was, if you could prevent Down from scoring goals, you'd beat them. And Munnin's record against Down in the last number of years has been very good, but we went 9 points up in the Athletic ground, same place as this evening. Before half-time, we lost that lead and to lose by the point, so we're cautious, confident.
These teams have what? This is the third meeting, is it, in what, 4 years?
Oh, we know each other very well. Down, very fortunate to stay in Division 2 last year. It depended on another result, but they've played 7 games, won 5 and drew 1, lost 5 and drew 1 and won 2. So they were forced to stay up, but they've been building all the time. But that win against Armagh had given them a serious lift, the first time in 25 years, and hadn't won a championship game in 2 years. So it just shows you how much it meant to them on the day.
And tell me, talk to me about this Down team before we talk about it. Mentioned obviously that they always carry a threat up.
Yes. They have young Davison in the corner forward, very much soccer orientated, can finish giving the ball in the inside, but the whole attack rustles around, probably the best part, the back line. Darren O'Hanlon, very strong attacking player, mostly takes scores along with Kevin McKeown, who attacks all the time from the half back line. But to have Keelan Mooney, absolute speed merchant, something fast, we'd have to put a radar on him now. The nice thing about it is they walk the ball well, they smothered Armagh in the opening game. They don't have a marquee forward, but they do with, on the counter, it's a walking that there. They've watched the Fermanagh game and they've seen the way the Fermanagh had disrupted Munnin's style of attacking, and Cavan done much the same. The way Down played against Armagh, they conceded 2 goals, 5 goals in the opening half. The thing about it is really walking, smothering the defence up, hitting on the counter-attack. To be honest, if any one of those players could deliver on the day, but the whole attacking purpose would be looking at King and Davison to do the scoring, Aaron Hannon and Kevin McKeown coming up in the back line support.
And of course, Down teams in recent years and going back quite a few years, their Achilles heel has been their defence. Has there been any sign that that has been shored up a little?
There's no question. Like, they have a Gerard McGovern, Burren, full back, and he'd probably pick up McManus tomorrow. Armagh scored the 2 goals comfortably, but well enough. Armagh could have scored another 3 in the first half, and the mistake Armagh made, they kept going for goals, particularly in the second half when they could have taken the point. They've seen the word Down have counteracted that in the second half to try to tighten it up, which they did. The forward line against an organised defence and attacking machine of McManus, Jack McCarron, and McCarthy, they're very good at pinpointing passes at the right time. So we're hoping. We didn't score against Cavan. The one goal that came in, Conor McManus, brilliant, well-taken goal. I believe the ball goes in, we could I'd look at 2 to 3 goals against this Down defence.
Tell me, Monaghan going for the same as, or the same has been named as named for against Cavan last time out?
Yeah, they're going for the same. Now, as we see, seen very few changes. The only time I've never seen a change was the Fermanagh game. And you really take it just before throw-in, because Ryan throw in, we call it a wobbler in the middle. But that doesn't work with the management teams nowadays, because you know each player up to 26 or 30, who's going to be used. Monaghan, they're sitting up very well. They are in a good space, a good place at the minute, Tom, as I said to you, and coming to the cabin on the Fermanagh game. I would expect a very, very strong outfit at the start, because you can take nothing for granted. Semi-final, they're playing for an Ulster final. We know what Down is capable if you allow them to play football.
So do we expect to see Conor McCarthy in from the start?
I would expect McCarthy, this Down defence and natural players will find that gap. Definitely have a Jack McCarron and Conor McCarthy there, pint the pass. And if Conor McManus finishes, gets any supply like he did against Cavan, Conor McCarthy, between them, they can get 2 or 3 goals in the inside.
And tell me, this is Monaghan's what, third game? Pretty settled at this stage, aren't they?
They are pretty settled, and there's a good balance. They emptied the bench against Cavan, and Manor filled on the players coming through. Each one of them are subs the last day. Number one, we made 3 changes at the start. Boys done very well to start it, but each one of the subs that came in formed very well, and that was encouragement for number one for the players themselves. Management had to be very happy with the response of the players taken when they stepped onto the playing field.
I gather from you, you're expecting a comfortable enough Monaghan win?
Yes, I was a betting man and a bar, and I was only a point out in all the games. I'm expecting 8 points. So